We continue our learning. We're in Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. At the end of the first Perek, we learn the following. Mishnah said, Ha'omer tenu get zeh le'ishti v'meis. Person said to two people, give this get to my wife, and then the husband died. Lo yin u'lacharmisa. These people are not able to give the get to the woman now that the husband has died. Why? Because ain't get la'charmisa. There's no concept of giving a get after the husband has already died. If the husband can't give the get because he's dead, so you can't have people give it in his place. Based on that, the Mishnah is going to teach us here, a person says, or gives a get to his wife and says, okay, this is your get, la'achar misa. So that sounds like the get is only to take effect till after he dies. Or maybe he says, this is going to be your get from now, la'achar misa, after I die. So it depends on whether he says hayom, it's going to take effect from now retroactively, or he didn't say mehayom, and then the get won't be effective. As the Mishnah says here, zegitech imati. You have a person gives a get to his wife and says, this is your get if I die. Or let's say the husband was sick, and he said, zegitech imesi mecholizeh. This is going to be your get if I die from this illness. So then, or that would be the same thing as zegitech lacharmisa. There's no difference between zegitech imati he says zegitech imati mecholizeh. Either way, all of these are the same idea as zegitech lacharmisa, and therefore lo amar klum. All of these basically say that the get is going to be chal, is going to take effect after he dies. But ain't get la chamisa, so therefore it is not an effective get. You will not give the get. The woman is not divorced. But if he says to his wife, zegitech mehayom imati, he puts in the word hayom, or he says, me'achshav imati, it is going to be your get from now if I die. So what it means is, if I die, the get will be chal lemafreya, will be chal from now, from me'hayom, retroactively, harei ze get. So that is, then it is going to be a get. Why? Because when he says imati, if I die, it's a tanai, it's a condition, which means if he dies, eventually, the get will take effect now, while from the moment he's still alive. And this way his wife will not be zekuka liyibum. If there's a brother, she doesn't have to perform yibum because she has already been divorced. Based on the fact that he says me'achshav or me'hayom. Then the Mishnah says, what if he says me'hayom u'la'achar misa? So he says, zegitech, this is your, he gives the get to his wife. This get should take effect me'hayom u'la'achar misa. So me'hayom, so instead of saying me'hayom imati, from now if I die, that's very clear. It's a condition that it should take effect while he's still alive, retroactively from the time he's still alive. If he says zegitech imati, and he doesn't say anything me'hayom, so then obviously it doesn't take effect because he means it should take effect after he dies and ain't get lachamisa. But now here he says both, mehayom ula'acharmisa. So the halacha, he says, the mishnah get the eno get. It's a get, but it's not a get. It means it's a suffix. Well, what's our suffix? So we don't know if he says, when he said la'acharmisa, that's a tanai, that's just a condition. If I die, this should be a get really from now, right? Mehayom ula'acharmisa, ula'acharmisa means is imati, mehayom. If I die, so it should take effect retroactively. No different than the second case of the Mishnah, when we know the get is chal. But maybe when he says mehayom al-achar misa, maybe he's retracting. Maybe he said, you know, I'm giving you this get, and it should take effect mehayom. And then said, you know, on second throw, al-achar misa. So maybe that's what he means when he says mehayom al-achar misa. If that would be true, then the get would not be a get. So we're not sure if it really is a mehayom ulamafreya, where it would take effect, or it's al-achar misa. So mehayom ula'achar misa, that language, since we're not sure, the halacha is to say get ve'eno get. Practically, what does that mean when it's a suffix? So the Mishnah tells you, imeis choletzes v'lo misi abemes. If the husband now dies without children, and there is a brother, so the halacha is that she has a chalitza. Why? Maybe it's not a get, and really she requires yibum, so we want to do chalitza just to cover ourselves. On the other hand, v'lo misi abemes, she can't have yibum because maybe it's a get. If she's really divorced, she now is Gerusha Sachiv, she now is not permitted, obviously it's an Ister Karis for her to live with her brother-in-law, because there is no mitzvah of Yibum, because she's a divorced woman, not an almana. So therefore, Choletzes V'lo Misi Abemes, to cover ourselves, because of this case of Suffolk, where the husband gave the get and said, Mehayom Ula'achar Misa. You have a person who's sick, let's say, and says to his wife, Zegitech Mehayom Imati mecholi ze. He said, this is going to be a get from now. If I die from this illness, and he gave her the get and made that tonight. And that's like the first case. The only difference is v'amad. Now we got up from this illness. V'halach bashuk. People saw him walking around in the marketplace. Looks like he's okay. He's going shopping. V'chola. And then he got sick again. V'mes. And then he died. So do we say, well, he died, and that was the condition, that was the stipulation of the get, and he said Mahayom, so he is a, so she's a grusha. The get obviously takes effect, or do you say, no, this is a new illness. He said, Imati mecholi ze, from this illness. He obviously, by the walking around, he obviously recovered, and now he got sick maybe with another illness, and that was not his stipulation. Now she really is an almana. She's not a grusha. The get never takes effect, because it wasn't from that holy, from the original illness. So the Mishnah tells you, Omdino, so we assess him. We assess the situation. Imach mas choli harishon meis, harezeg get. Him love, ain't no get. This is what we do. We see if really the reason why he died, where he ended up dying is really because of the original illness. It's true, he got a little bit better, he walked around, but he really was not, never fully recovered, was never fully healed from the original illness. And since he wasn't cured, so the fact that he died after he went back into bed again, he got sick again, that's really from a result of the original illness, and therefore how is they get, because the Tanai has been fulfilled. But in Lav, it's very clear, no, he completely recovered. The doctors say he completely recovered. This is something completely new, unrelated, then ain't no get, because the Tanai that he would die from the original illness did not take, was not fulfilled. This is a new illness, and therefore the get never took effect. She now is an almana, a widow, and not a grusha. Continue, a Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalid. This is a continuation. It's coming to teach us. We have a woman who received a get from her husband with a tanai. Like say, Zegitech Mehayom Imati. Let's say this is your get from now, Me'achshav, from today, if I die, where we know it's going to take effect retroactively when he's still alive. What's the halacha from the time that he gives her this get till the tanai, till that condition is fulfilled? So they kind of live together. She's a married woman. Still, the get didn't take effect, but he's obviously gave her a get and is interested in divorcing her. So says the Mishnah, Lotus Yachedi Mo. Elo bifnei edim. Halacha is that a woman whose husband gave her a get and said, this is your get, mehayom, from now in Mati, if I die, so he's megari sharal tanai, he cannot have yichud with her, cannot be secluded with her, unless there are edim, which means we have witnesses who can testify that they were not together, not intimate with one another. We're afraid maybe he will have beer with her l'shem kiddushin, which means although he divorced her with his get, now he's interested in marrying her again, and it'll be l'shem kiddushin, and she would need another get. So therefore, we avoid that as well. Or maybe the fact that she's divorced, so this is yichud with the penuyah. You shouldn't be having yichud with such a woman. You're not married to her. But the Mishnah then qualifies and says you don't need two edim. Afilu shivcha, afilu eved, afilu shivcha. Even an eved, even a shivcha, one aid, and even if it's a slave, and even if it's a maid servant, is going to be kosher. Even non-Jews, chutz mi shivcha, so except her own shivcha. Why is her own shivcha not going to be believed? Because this woman, we assume, she liba gaspa, and she's a little bit too comfortable with her shivcha. She's we're afraid that she's not going to have, not be embarrassed to have yichud, or to be intimate, rather with her husband, even with her shivcha being around, because she doesn't treat her generally. She's so comfortable with having the shivcha around, and is not embarrassed to do things in front of her. So therefore, we're not going to believe this shivcha to testify. Therefore, her shivcha is not going to be believed. She's not going to be afraid to do anything in front of this shivcha. Mahi bosan hayamim. So what's the halach of this woman during the days from the giving of the giving of the get to the fulfillment of the tanai? Let's say, meaning when the husband dies. Now, there are different ways to understand what the Mishnah is asking. The Tosus understand the Mishnah is coming to ask, to add a halacha regarding this particular woman. Meaning, the case is, once again, a husband said, Zegitech mehayom imati, this is your get if I die, from today, retroactively from today, if I die. And it's a continuation of the ratio of the Mishnah. Just a continuation. What is her status? Now, we kind of already discussed her status. She can't have yichud, but some other halachos as well. which we're going to add on. And other Mefarshim, Rashi, the Bar Tunur, say this is not a continuation. This is another case. This is where you have a husband who said to the wife, gave her a get, and said, Hareze Gitech, Vihizgarshi Bo Me'es Sha'ani Bo'olam Imati. He didn't just say, he didn't say Me'hayom Imati. He said, Me'es from the moment I'm in the world if I die. Which basically means he wants the get to take effect Samach L'misah, so right before, a minute before he dies. Instead of that it should take effect retroactively Me'hayom, it should take effect a moment before he dies. So different ways to understand the case of the Mishnah, but Mahi Bosan Hayamim, what is she, what's her status during those days? So according to the first opinion, means from the day when he says Mehayom Imati, or according to the second opinion, from the moment he gives her a get, when he says I want the get to take effect, not Mehayom, but a moment before I die. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ke'eshes Ish L'chol Divareha. Rabbi Yehuda says she has the status of a complete Eshes Ish, a married woman, because after all, the get is only going to take effect right before he dies. At that and therefore, at that moment, they're certainly married. So, therefore, she has status of an Eshes Ish. And according to Tosos, even though he said Mehayom Imati, Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying that what the husband had in mind is that the get should take effect right before he dies. So either way, whether it's a Mehayom or it's for all the way from today that I give you the get or a moment before I die, either way, she has the status of an Eshes Ish from the moment the get is given. She has the status of an Eshes Ish till the husband dies, because in effect, what the husband was saying was, we are married till right before I die, when the get takes effect. So that moment before Misa, so then they're no longer married. They're married till the moment right before he dies. Rabbi Yossi, Omer no migureshes ve'eino migureshes. No, she's sort of half-half. She's divorced but not divorced. What does that mean? So according to the second opinion, where the husband said this get takes effect a moment before, he didn't say Mehayom, but I'm giving you this get now, but I want it to take effect a moment before I die. So Rabbi Yossi's saying is, since every moment of this suffix there's a doubt, maybe that's going to be the moment right before he dies, so maybe she's already Migureshes. Remember, she's going to be divorced a moment before he dies. So maybe right now, it's kind of like when we say, do tshuva the day before you die. Every day is that day. So do tshuva every day. So every moment is the moment before he dies. So therefore, that she's Migureshes Misafek. A person, let's say another man who has bia with her, has an affair with her, and did it b'shogeg, he won't bring a Karban Chatas, he'll bring an Asham Tali. Asham Tali is a Karban you bring when you have a Safek, whether you violated an Isser Kares. So the same thing would be true over here, that, or an Isser Misa is based in. So here we have she has the status of a suffix every moment. Now, according to Tosfos, what was the, why did Rabbi Yossi say Migureshes and Migureshes? What does that mean? That means that when he gave her the get, he said, Mehayom, so what's her status? She's an Eshes Ish from all the way, we said from now till the moment before she dies, we assume she's an Eshes Ish. No, we assume she's Migureshes and Migureshes. But he said, Mehayom. So what the reason Rabbi Yossi says she's Migureshes and Migureshes, because Rabbi Yossi is not sure, was the husband's kavana, was his intent that the get should take effect at the moment he gave it to her? Well, then she has the status of a pnuya. If that's true, she's an unmarried woman and a man who lives with her, so would not be chayv any carbon at all. Or maybe the kavana was, no, from the moment right before he dies. So Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion, no, he obviously means the moment before he dies. Rabbi Yossi said, I'm not sure that's what it means. Maybe he means Mehayom. When he says Mehayom, Mehayom doesn't really mean from the moment before I die. Mehayom really means Mehayom. And if he wants the get to take effect from right now, so maybe she's divorced right now. She's holding on to the get. So since we're not sure, she's Migureshes, Veinu Migureshes, and therefore she has a Suffolk, and anyone who has beer with her would be Chayav of Karbat Asham Tavli.